Titans, we got them.
Drag them in, push them in, troll them in. July 17th at the Muskie Shop. Trade in your old junker lure for a brand new 2022 Livingston Lures Muskie Bait.
Oh, hey there, folks. It's me, Payna. Just here to remind you that you will not find a lower price on your Livingston lures than right here, right now. And if you do, I promise I will go kiss Steve Herbeck right on the chunk.
July 17th at the Muskie Shop. Livingston Lures Free Muskie School featuring Pete Magna, Steve Herbeck, and Stephen Paul. Be there or be square.
All right, folks. Welcome to the Radio Muskie 360 Podcast, Jay.
Radio
360. Radio Radio Free Europe. For you REM fans.
Radio Free Europe.
Man. May have gotten carried away. But it's Friday night, and Friday night's for fighting.
Friday night's okay for, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, it sounds exciting. I mean, come on. The Muskie School, the trade-in.
It's July 16th is the bash.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not there, you're trash. So we got the bash on the 17th. Or excuse me, the 16th. The next morning, by morning, I mean what? Like 10?
I think it's 10. Yeah.
10. That's early.
Crack it on.
Everyone's questioning if I'll make it on time at 10.
You'll be there.
I'll be there. Jay will pull me out of my hotel room by my ankles.
Wake up.
I will be there. Herbeck will be there. Mayna, my favorite people on planet Earth.
That's going to be fun, too.
Well,
I can't wait.
We're just going to sit there. Jay will be there.
Yeah.
We're dead serious. If you bring an old crusty, we're going to trade you for a new 2022 Livingston lure. Talk to Eric at Livingston. We got a bunch of Titans going to come around and all kinds of fun stuff about that time of year. So we'll figure all that out. But we want to make sure you guys got something in your hands you can catch some fish with. We're going to have sort of what I would call a loose curriculum. I can't even talk, Jay. I've been in the
curriculum.
Sun. Thank yeah. you. I've been in the sun all day long. And
I'm slaving over a hot boat.
Slaving over a hot boat. May have had some Pepsis when I got in. I look like a, I saw myself in a mirror. I look like a deer in the headlights, Jay. Deer in the headlights is the look on my face right now. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk structure. We're going to talk basics. Essentially, we're going to sort of walk you through the mechanics there and then just get into the nitty gritty and just dig in, you know, as much as we can, try to answer as many questions. Of course, the day before, there's going to be a ton of people there for the Muskie Shop Bash Power Panel. Right. And so think of your muskie questions. If you ever want to ask something, now is the time. But I think we're just going to have what we call when you're a creaker. It's a hoot nanny.
It's going to be a hoot nanny.
I check my notes, and this looks like a bona fide hoot nanny.
Yeah, it's going to be a more diffused kind of crowd. Yeah. So if there's too much and you can't get at the people you want to talk to, you really want to ask questions. I mean, it's a busy, furious day at the bash, but the following Sunday on the 17th will be pretty cool because you can just hang out with, you know, some of these legends and talk about stuff you've wanted to talk about your whole fishing career. I think it's a great idea.
Just sort of one-on-one kind of let's get down to the brass tacks, if you will.
Beautiful.
So we're excited about it. Pete, myself, and Herbie, we love to help. I mean, I know it sounds so stupid, but you really do. So we're excited about the bash. We're just a little over a month away, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of scary. Going to be a bunch of vendors there. There'll be specials and all kinds of crap. So if you guys were at the bash last year, you realize it is like the giveaway of all giveaways of free stuff and fun musky stuff. So it'll be a hoot nanny. Speaking of hoot nanny and other colloquial terms that sound redneck, man, big shout out. I've been just destroying fish, and these are creakers. These are bona fide creakers, both of them. West Virginia, mountain mama, creaker. Man, my Anthony over at Hot Tails made me some ridiculous baits.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ooh, hoot nanny.
So what's the deal on those? Are they true prototypes?
They're
or is
coming.
It something that-
it's a coming, okay. Boys. So more on that later.
So once you give them the thumbs up approval, they go into production, and we are going to we're going to be all over those things.
There's going to be some musky shop action on that. Some freaking there. But the thing is this, I got another creaker number two, if you will.
Okay.
Freaking my dude at Toothy Tough. Another West, by God. I'll tell you what, West, by God, Virginia makes some musky bait.
Right there in the exactly.
Musky bait. West Virginia, Mount Mama. Take me home.
Toothy Tough.
I'll tell you what. The amount of just kick-ass musky baits that have come out of West Virginia versus Wisconsin, it's close.
Yeah.
It's. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, cranes, all right.
Alabama. Yeah, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a bunch of other stuff out there. We got the Toofy Tough. That's three F's for you uneducated folk. Toofy Tough. T-O-F-F-F-Y-T-U-F-F.
Yeah, the Toothy Toughs, for those listening, are those soft plastic baits with that tail that goes the entire length of the body. We had the video on that last week or 2 weeks ago, recently anyway.
They're assault eels, and I call them felonious assault eels.
Okay.
But that, and then, dude, my guy at Hot Tails, I just love it because it's so funny. It's like, if you look at the musky biz, you know, a lot of your Wisconsin, a lot of your Minnesota baits, and it's like an over-representation from West by God. You know, there's some stuff that's tiny, deadhead. I mean, there's a lot of, like, gliders that come out of there. I'm not going to name all the names, but you guys know. And then West by God makes some baits, by God. We make them. Anyway, I'm excited about that. So I'm going to fill you guys in ASAP on some of the my creaker baits. Creaker. Coming out there. So pretty excited about it. Jay.
Yeah.
It's wide open there in the North Woods. I've heard some reports. I've heard some schlubs out of the Bay of Green. You know, I've heard some mixed stuff. What's the weather looking like there? What's it feeling like?
Well, the below normal temperatures have been kind of the thing the last month.
Right.
Overall, below normal temperatures, let's put it that way. I mean, the forecast is like 60s for the next week every day for a high. It's supposed to get down in the mid-30s tonight. We get some sun tomorrow, and it might hit upper 60s or whatever, and... Yeah, I'm planning on a good, mid-afternoon type thing. I'm getting out after I hopefully finish this Tuesday's video tomorrow morning, and then take the boat out and dry a little musky. I can't wait to use a Titan. I've got my hook sharpened and ready to go.
Jay's ready to rock and roll.
So that is going to be the bait. That's the presentation, I should say. So
this time
I'm
of year, it is.
Try them. I can't wait. I want to get one tomorrow. I want to get three tomorrow, actually.
I've been super excited because there's been a lot of guys catching fish, and we got some rebuilds and some funky stuff coming on those things here soon. You guys know, and it's super stoked about it. Anyway,
yeah,
man, it's not long, Jay. I'm freaked out. I'll be up there.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pack your bags soon. I mean, pick literally, you're gonna have to start thinking about all the, you know, different. Because, you know, you got to bring all that computer stuff for doing the podcast remotely. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can't forget the, you know, that cable and that laptop and microphone. And yeah, we'll piece, you know, and then, you got everything in your boat. You got half the, bait cave in your boat with that new custom wreck and rack thing that Josh made.
Yeah,
you.
I know. It's just like,
I mean, that's crazy.
As if you needed more in boat bait storage. Yeah. No, it's cool. We're doing that. So, yeah, for all you Wisconsinites, we're gonna come up there and do some filming.
Muskies.
Yeah, we're gonna film that, and then I'm gonna slump off across the border into the Great White North. I think, Jay, I don't even tell you this. I think we're gonna, me and old Herbie are gonna go hit them.
No way.
So,
okay.
Get some of that. I got some unfinished business on Eagle, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be something, boys. Anyway, I think now is a great time. We've got this charity event the old Freddie Mercury Palermo brought up. I think it's time to call Jim Stewart. What do you say?
Let's try to get Jim on the horn. Let's do
it. Go for it, Jay. Jay, you got him. It's the Tube Screamer himself, Jim the Dominator Stewart. I've heard you are just literally just calling people out on this tournament for youth hockey tomorrow, Jim.
See, the thing in life is I talk this huge game. I can talk trash like nobody else, but I can back zero of it up.
Oh,
but I have been talking
about
trash.
That's not what I heard.
Guys,
he said something about fishing baits with no hooks. Make it fair for Fred.
Yeah, there's a little
something
to that.
You know, you can place your bets on DraftKings.com for the Stewart boys tomorrow to clean house.
I was just at the rules meeting with the guys, and there was a little trash talk. And Timmy, Mr. Mayor, he was really giving Freddie the business. So
was he really?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
That's low-hanging That's low-hanging fruit, boys.
Yep.
So the Jim and John... You may have seen them in their virus TikTok Jay made. The Stewart boys are going to go out and dominate tomorrow. Jim, what's it looking like? What are you thinking this early season? What are you hearing at the shop? What's sort of the vibe?
You know, it's been cold. It's been a late spring, and it's currently cold weather. And everybody that's been seeing fish or catching fish, it's been pretty shallow.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are post-spawn, there's a few muskies on certain lakes that are post-spawn, and they're kind of going out, like, out off the edge, mm-hmm. in the mud, kind of soft bottom. And so if you're going to get out there, you know, and if you think you're on a lake or if you can get them figured out where they're post-spawn, try shallow. If they're not there, then get out off the edge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And those muskies will be out there recuperating, and if they're... And out there just a little bit to get their batteries recharged, they'll eat. So, you know, I think for the most part, I think most guys, and if you're coming to the Northwoods to go fishing, start shallow with the cold weather. It's supposed to be cold in the morning, like, you know, 35, 40 degrees or something. Mm-hmm. So kind of a cold front.
Yeah, it's cold.
But it's going to get up to 70 degrees. So when it starts warming up, you know, those fish, there'll be some that get active. I guess our game plan is to kind of start shallow and small to medium, but, you know, get out off the edge if you're not seeing them shallow, and maybe even put a bait down 5 foot, even if it's a big bait, you know, and just if you need a break, have a sandwich, troll a big crankbait or something out there. But otherwise, we're going to kind of fish shallow and work over shallow structure.
That is a Stewart boys plan for domination tomorrow, folks. It is.
Yeah, and I know for a fact, because I talked to someone that's, you know, if you still plan on going to that lake we talked about at work today, the weeds are coming up really nice. And when they do come up, it's not, and you know, that milk run we did last year, and especially that bay around that point.
Oh.
Excellent scattered weeds coming up, and they're going to be low, and you know, you can run a dive and rise presentation like I was just talking earlier before you before we called you, Jim, about, you know, I plan on going out tomorrow and running the Titans for the first time this year. And I'm really, I'm really, really psyched to see if that presentation's going to work. I think it's the perfect weather scenario and everything, and the perfect stage at where the lakes are right now. You know, the weed growth is really nice on that lake. Fish were caught last weekend. So, and they're going to be, well, you know where to go. We've been out there.
Oh yeah.
I think it's going to pay off. Yeah. I think, you know, that,
I think they're going to smack
that 6 to 8 foot. Yeah. That 6 to 8 foot area is we're going to catch muskies tomorrow.
Are you, Jim, let me ask you this, because you guys are obviously, I'm sure the boat's rigged up, you're geared up, trailer's hooked up, ready to go. Are, as far as rods, reels, what's sort of the thing you're pointing to on that early season? Is it like 8, 6, 9 foot, sort of in that range, heavies? Are you fishing lighter rods? What's the thought there?
A little lighter. Definitely a little lighter and a little shorter, I guess.
Just for a better hook set?
8 foot heavy is kind of what I'm probably most comfortable with early in the year. You can throw lighter bucktails, meps, you know, musky killers, but yet the shield 8 footer, 8 foot heavy's got enough backbone to throw like a 7.5 inch red October tube with the shallow. Those things, they kind of dance over the weeds and shallow structure.
That could be a good call.
You know, a little fan, 6 inch phantoms, you know, you know, big fork lures, sand cats, you know, the 8 foot heavy kind of really matches all those baits really, really good. You know, and as you get a little further on the end of the season and baits increase in size a little bit, then probably go like an 8, 6, the 9s. You know, I'm not super tall at all, but kind of short, but you know, Steve, you're taller and you like the 9, 6. I kind of like a little bit, you know, maybe that 8.5,
it's,
you know,
it kind of
fits perfectly.
Right. It's like 8.5 to 9, like Jay's a 9, you know, it's about fitting. You know, basically, I was talking to Gaddy today on the boat, and I called you talking about rods earlier today, where it's like 9, 9, 6, depending on that. Sometimes it's going to vary. You just, it's fit, right?
Yeah.
Which is,
it is.
It is
totally
about
fit.
It is about your average, and listen, I've said it before. I would like to meet the guy that executes the world's best figure eight every cast, you know, because it ain't me.
Yep.
I get lazy by about hour 6, where I'm going, I don't know where these things are at, and I suck at my job. I want my average bad figure eight to be serviceable, which means I'm flat footed. I'm really not feeling it. And as long as that lure's looking right coming by you, that's all it is about rod length, you know, but also too, in the early season, you know, the reason I brought that up is there's a loaded question. It's like, right when we're in that early part for me, I'm downsizing. I might grab that 8 foot trolling rod because it's got that little bit more snap.
Yeah.
You know, so there's the shield rod, which is the 8 foot. I think it's 8 foot trolling and live bait is what it's marked as.
Yeah.
But it's got a little bit of, and me and you both troll that, which is like, it's a little softer on the end, but it's got snap. And that's,
I would agree.
That's the early season, when the only times I'm like, you know what? I need to break out something, because the chances of him eating out are far higher than an 8. So I want a little easier action, because like, it's like pop, pop, hang time more so than this like insane figure 8. But like you said, it's about fit and finish of like, how does that rod suit you? I mean, I think the most important thing with the right rod for the figure 8 is, like I said, is it mechanically, is it statistically going to be the best average for you? Flat footed and not really caring. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like when you're just like, oh, all right, here's cast number 700. That's that's what it
depending on the boat you're fishing in, you know, it all kind of
high gunnel, low gunnel. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep. So let me ask you this. How are you, as it from a managerial standpoint, how are you going to deal with employee tears when you beat them all?
Just like that?
Just like that. Just like
sorry. I probably won't catch anything, but if I do, we'll have a little fun with it.
Absolutely. Well, it's such a neat little tournament, because it really does benefit some people that, you know, that could use a little
Lakeland
help.
Lakeland Hawks Ice, you know, the kids up there, the you know, the it's pretty cool. The folks at Lens Auto, Nick is the, where he's all buddies with all of us, and him and Joe Doobie, his son Noah works for us this summer. Mm-hmm. So they all play hockey and they coach, and they're just their dads, and they're trying to do some good for the team and the community. And so they get some a tournament together, and they got like 30, 35 teams, something like that. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming on and filling us in. That's some good Northwoods info, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks much, man. Have a good one.
Jim, the Tube Screamer Stewart, about the tournament tomorrow on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
Fred, okay. They're talking. Jim Stewart, we just hung up with him, talking mad trash about you. Tell us how this tournament's going to go.
Well, I think it's going to be pretty cold in the morning, so it's going to be a real rough start, I think, is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we better not see him out on Freddy's Weed Flat.
Oh.
So otherwise, there's going to be troubles for Stewie.
Uh-oh.
You think so, huh?
Are you? Let me ask you this. You know, Monday through Friday, he's your boss. On tournament days, he's not. Are you willing to come to blows?
No, it might be. It might be chances. Although I do have Nate Andrews fishing with me, so, you know.
I'm telling you.
I stand a little better chance, you know.
I hear you.
Fred, yep. Fred, what is the primary tool you're going to be using out there? What's your approach? I mean, by the time this airs, it'll be over by the time that, yeah, go ahead.
I think we're going to be throwing a lot of glide baits and small blades and maybe some 6-inch grandmas and slammers. I think that's what's going to work for us.
We'll see.
We shall see.
We'll see. Like, you know, we just talked to you last week, but you got this thing going on. We're intrigued. It's too much fun. Obviously, we know it's for a good cause and all that fun stuff. But if you win, right?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do at work next week? Are you just going to talk mad crap? What's the deal there?
I'm going to talk mad crap, but I'm going to do it because I'm going to skip work all week. Oh. They're going to be on their own.
All right.
At the shop.
That's not good.
No one wants to be Fredless.
Jay's going to have to cover my shift. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
telling. How's that sound, Jay?
It sounds awesome. I can't wait.
It sounds, Jay
loves. You and Big Ticket will be standing in there dipping crappie minnows.
Who else is fishing this tournament that we know?
Nationwide, the mayor.
Tim Ives, mm-hmm. from Musky Shop TV episode last year.
Yeah. Nick Durkee
from Lens Auto.
Lens, yeah.
Yep.
Let's see. There's a bunch of local people that are fishing the tournament. Tim Cerny, Matt McCumber, some big older names. You know, Matt McCumber has made rubber baits throughout the years and caught quite a few fish on them. Jeff Piazza is fishing the tournament, a local fisherman from the PMTT.
Yep.
So
sounds good.
Fred,
sounds good.
Big names.
Fred, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you going to dominate tomorrow?
I'm hoping that Freddy's Weed Flat pays off. That's all I'm going to say.
I like it. Try setting the hook, baby. Just get them right in the mouth. Get them in the boat. You win that thing. Talk to you soon.
Stick and stay. Make them pay.
Yeah, that's the plan, baby.
That a boy, Freddy. There's a lot of trash talk going on right now about this tournament tomorrow. Tim, I heard you are in the tournament.
Fred is talking mad shit about you. What are you going to do?
Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're scared.
Is that why?
Oh, of course they're scared.
I'm going to tell you what. Fred, literally, we just got off the phone with him, right? Jay, am I lying, Jay? He said
we just hung up.
Yep. He's coming out of the bushes to beat that ass at the launch.
Yeah.
I would punch him.
He can try.
Here's what I'm saying.
He can try. That's
here's
the
what
thing
I'm saying, Tim. Punch him before he even says a word. Just don't even let him get the upper hand. Just bust him. One.
You guys aren't fishing the same lake, are you?
Of course not.
No, good. You don't want to be in the same water as Fred.
No.
Berlin Walpole Merrill.
He's talking mad. He said he's, you know.
I wish him the best.
All I'm saying is just don't even let him talk, dude. No talk. Just fight on sight.
It all comes down to the end and the pitchers.
Exactly. What's the game plan here? What are you thinking?
Well, gonna probably start off shallow, throwing some smaller little bucktails and some small twitch baits.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it, like, with the warm up will it influence anything, or is it just gonna be like low and slow all day?
It's probably gonna be low and slow. It's supposed to get pretty cold tonight. It's gonna get down to almost to the 30s. It's like 41's a low tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be chilly.
I'll tell you, I've not heard anybody say it yet. Here's where my money's at. Starting on the deep edge in the morning. Just saying. I know that's something that's an option.
You know what? Honestly, that's where I've been seeing a lot of fish lately, where I didn't think I would see them.
Yep. And they'll move up, and these guys are going to be beating it, you know. So when you win tomorrow, right, when you just dominate.
Well, I mean, they already signed the check over to me.
Right, right. What are you going to do to Fred off the bat?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this.
This is a boat ramp beating.
Fist to cuff.
Oh, my God.
Fred was just talking stick him and make him pay just repeatedly. Yeah, so he was just, he's out for blood.
He told me. If
I beat him tomorrow,
uh-huh,
I'm going to make him put a Captain Tim Ives guide service on the back of his truck.
Oh, yes. That's what's up.
There you go.
He actually called, what was weird, he called the Smitties and asked for a Smitty shank. So I don't know what that was about. So,
I can't compare with the Smitty shank.
Yeah, you can't, but,
best shanks on the market.
I like the Captain Tim Ives on the back of Freddie's truck.
Oh, yeah.
What if it just said, you wanted the best, but you got me. Should have called Captain Tim Ives.
he was booked, so you had to get me.
He was booked, so you had to get me. You know, I can't believe you would think a charity tournament like this, there would be camaraderie and everybody, it would be all friendly.
Exactly the opposite.
But it is nearly the most violent thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing this all just to raise money for the hockey team. But
Jim Stewart is taking it too seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jim is just out for blood. Freddie's threatening violence. It's unbelievable. But that would
I'm the calm collective guy. I'm keeping it quiet.
I hear you. That's the way to do it. Well, we're gonna keep making calls here. But keep an eye on Freddie. You know, keep it. I would say.
I mean, you got it. I mean, Fred's a good fisherman. I mean, he knows what he's doing a little bit.
He might come out of the gate. Man, he might come out of the gate and do something.
I mean, I'm not going to start. I mean, the tournament starts at 7. I don't plan on starting until 10:30.
Well, that sounds like something out of my playbook. You know, it's hard.
It sure does.
Rolling out of bed, everybody, you know, you don't have to worry about your hole shot when everyone's already launched.
Right.
You know?
I let them, you know, raise them up and see, you know, I just follow them around and then I catch them.
Yeah, let them get out there and get frustrated and beat their brains out. And you slide in, you catch one, you go home, you cash the check. That's how it's done. Guys, if you want to go on it, Tim is a bad guide. It's Captain Tim. He's at the Muskie Shop Guide Service. Give him a holler. We're going to keep calling around here and see who's talking shit. So, talk to you soon,
Good
buddy.
Luck tomorrow, Timmy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jay, I think we've got the big ticket from Muskie Shop. Are you there, big ticket?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay. People don't know is big ticket is basically the Jimmy the Greek of Muskie tournaments, right? He's the greatest Northwoods odds maker I've ever seen. Give us your breakdown. Yeah. All right. Big ticket.
Right now, Fred Palmero, his team is sitting at 100-1 right now.
100-1. That's steep odds. Yep.
The Tim Ives, the mayor.
Yeah.
He's sitting at 75-1.
Ooh. What about the Stewart boys?
Stewarts have moved up to 50-1.
50-1. So if I was going to,
why did they recently move up? What made the swell there? What happened? What did the shift?
I think it's they've been doing a lot of pre-fishing and they got fish moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other guys don't.
What are the scouting reports you're hearing on the physicality of the Palermo team?
They've been locating crappies, but they're not locating muskies.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
They're going to throw some crappie baits and near some crappie spots, and hopefully there's a muskie in the area. So that's why they're sitting at 101.
101. You know. Folks, if you're going to place your bets on this.
there's only like 30 teams in there, so you kind of figured, that's pretty high odds for 30 teams.
Yeah, 30 teams, 100-1. I mean, I don't know.
You figure 30-1 would be the most, right?
But right. They had heck to, of a payoff, though.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Mm-hmm. These are brutal odds, folks. But,
God. Well, you want to know where to put your money?
You want to
call the big ticket.
I put your money, folks. Yeah. If muskybets.net.
Yeah, I think it ends with tomorrow at like 5 or something.
All right, so here, fist fight, the mayor or Fred?
I'm going, he's lower odds, but I think the mayor, I think they score with like a 35-incher.
Uh-huh. What's the odds on that? Vegas odds here. Mayor or Fred?
35-1.
I like it.
Yeah, Fred's 100, yeah. and they only take bets up to $100, so that's 1,000. It's 100-1, that's 10 G's, so.
Right. Get in there and get on it, folks. If you're like me and you bet hundreds of thousand dollars a year on musky tournaments, call the big ticket. He's got the latest odds. Thank you very much. It's the Jimmy the Greek of musky tournaments, the big ticket.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, Jay, we got one more guy in this tournament. Let's call Nick from Lynn's Auto. Nick, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's Nick, guys. Nick, what are you looking to do tomorrow other than totally dominate this tournament? What's the game plan?
Well, we don't host this thing not to try to crush guys' spirits, you know.
Right. I've heard rumor, to correct me if I'm wrong.
Did you see the new documentary?
You actually take tissues in the boat for the tears of the competitors. Is that correct?
Yeah. Absolutely. We supply tiny buckets for them. Absolutely.
Now, is that for everyone or just Fred?
Just Fred. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Man,
Fred needs all the help he can get, so we provide him.
Fred's taking the beating of the week on this. Come on.
Yeah.
Big Ticket gave him 101 odds out of 30 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, there is still a few toothless muskies with bad eyesight that he might be able to wrangle.
This is wrong. I love Fred. Fred's an excellent fisherman, folks.
You know what? Fred's awesome, man. He's helped us out with this tournament hugely. So
he's killed him. What would you say is the Lynn's Auto Center game plan? There's the shameless plug. What's the game plan for you guys heading out on this tournament?
The whole game plan on this is for Lakeland Hawks Ice Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Just earning money as a nonprofit organization. It's all that place is funded on the backs of volunteer work and, you know, fundraisers and stuff like that. But honestly, we have a huge group of guys coming from all over. We got guys from all over Wisconsin fishing it, and it's fun. It's not a get rich tournament by any means, but you guys can win some cash. We got some sweet raffle prizes. Muskie Shop helped us immensely. A lot of businesses in town, but great way to hang out and meet some new guys, learn some new tactics. Muskie fishing for those who are getting new into it. We got a lot of kids fishing in it. It's great. So
now was the very PC answer. How are you going to kick these kids' asses on the water tomorrow? What is the game plan? They can have the money for charity, but they need their asses beat off the lake. Here is the Lynn's Auto game plan.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you what. There's some good sticks in there minus Ives and Palermo. I'm just saying.
Right.
So, trash.
But no, those guys are awesome. But you know what? Anytime you go fishing, you want to catch fish.
Right.
Right.
You go in shallow, you go in deep. What are you thinking?
I tell you what, all the lakes I've been on, deep and clear, still pretty darn cold. Shallow and dark is where I'm at.
Nice.
Yeah, trying to hit 62, 63, get some active fish. We caught a lot of fish this weekend, so I'm going to go try to repeat what we did all weekend. So,
What is that looking like? Is that maybe a glider bite, a dive and rise, slow, fast?
Phantom soft tails have been good. The smaller bachelorette party coming out of the bar right now. Yeah, sorry, I'm not out of the bar. So, hey, you guys have a great night. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No.
Easily interrupted.
Right.
The Phantom soft tails have been very good. Actually, where I was doing real well is swimming dogs, small swimming dogs, just a slow retrieve with a little flip of the wrist once in a while. And we stuck three or four fish this weekend way.
Very nice.
This won't come out until later, so no one is that. That might be your secret ace up the sleeve.
Fantastic.
There,
yeah. Can you pause this for a week?
Yes. Dude, they'll be listening on the boat tomorrow going, oh, why are they winning? There you go.
Fred, we're back till 5 p.m. Don't worry about it.
Yep. We're looking forward to it. We have 31 boats signed up to a great group of guys having a great time. So it's going to be awesome. But obviously, I play to win. So
absolutely. Well, get out there and kick some ass. We're looking forward to it, guys. We love everybody at Lynn's Auto. They're super good. I mean, if you don't have good neighbors, what's life about? You know, they help the muskie ship out quite a bit. So you guys are
awesome. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Be good.
Thanks, Nick.
Guys, have a good night.
Good luck tomorrow. Jake, it's Jay. How are you doing? And Steve.
You're live on the Muskie 360 podcast against your will.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have some. So we've been harassing people again, and every time we're harassing people on phone calls, we have to call Smitty.
Okay, well, I'm here.
All right.
I'm ready to be harassed.
All right. We got to know, are you excited about this year's Muskie Shop Bash?
Yeah, I'm getting ready for it.
Question number one. Question number two. Have you ever smoked the devil's lettuce?
No, actually, I never did.
Never did. Question number three. Nope. What's the bite looking like for you in the Northwoods?
It's been pretty good. I had a kid yesterday, a 14-year-old kid, got his first one. And then
That's exciting. Actually, that's awesome. Congrats to him.
Yeah, and then you won't believe I had a weird thing happen today. We caught about a 44-inch tiger.
Nice.
And an hour later, we caught the same fish again.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
So all funnies aside, we're talking same fish. Obviously, was it on the same lake? I'm teasing. What's that scenario? Well, of course.
It was on the same lake.
You're quick,
back,
Steve.
Back to the devil's lettuce. I don't believe your first answer. No. Seriously, what happened there? That's crazy, dude.
We started. It would happen bang immediately. Within the first 10 minutes, we caught the fish.
Of just launching the boat, getting the trip started kind of thing?
Yeah, we started, and it was 8:03 when we caught it the first time.
I've never been awake that early, ever.
It's not even early.
No, that's horrible.
And then we caught it again. It was like 9:06.
Same bait?
Same type of lure?
Different guy. But no, we caught them both on sucker.
Really?
No.
14-inch sucker.
The same sucker?
No, not the same sucker.
Oh, man. So he just came. He was just a hungry boy.
Yeah, it was live bait and they switched you guys and my client. The first he caught it, and then his buddy caught it. Well, he's like 80 years old, so they both got to play with it, and it fought just as hard the second time as the first time.
Do we count is that a one fish day?
We caught another one later, and then we're like, okay, we caught two fish, but we landed. How did we say that? We caught two fish, but we landed three, something like that.
You say that, it's funny. I don't know if I told on the podcast before where I had a day where we did everything backwards. Where there was a fish that was struggling, and I don't know what was wrong with it, and we netted one that was on the surface, right? Whether maybe somebody else had caught it and it was like, you go, we netted a fish.
We got a muskie, but
you have those weird days. That's crazy. And so I wonder, you know, with it being the live bait factor.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. Maybe it's just like, well, what am I going to start eating now?
Right. Was it saying, you know, relatively?
Am I going to be a vegetarian now or what? A
vegetarian. The Smitties don't play that game, folks. No. If you look at their website, it says no vegetarians, period.
Yeah.
On their phone, they just don't even call.
No.
When you guys snack in the boat, do you have like pre-cooked chicken?
100%.
I did have chicken today. I had three chicken breasts in the boat.
Very nice.
We're very excited about you guys running the food at the Muskie Shop Bash.
Yeah, well, yeah, you better be ready for the plain chicken breast. No seasoning.
No, it's seasoned with water.
You better find someone to man your booth, you know, for your bait sales, because you guys are going to be cooking the entire day.
People are starving. Really? Oh, they're just
hungry people coming, man.
We got to start looking for roadkills or something.
Yeah. They are the possum kings of the North Woods. They snack on Smitty possum jerky in the boat.
Yeah. So,
well,
anyway, we had a lot of other action today, too. We caught the other one on a large jerk bait, the 9-inch bait that we make. Mm-hmm. And then we had probably 6 or 8 other follows. A couple were nicer fish. A couple were small fish. And then we threw the flap tail.
Uh-huh.
We got in real shallow water and had that thing follow like 2 or 3 times. He just nosed right on it, tried changing direction with the lure and stuff like that. And he wouldn't hit it. He's just looking. He was right on it. But I think in another week or a couple days, they're going to kick in a little more yet even.
Let me ask you, what time do you get up in the morning? That's all I'm fixated on.
4.
Oh my God. What time do you go to bed? Are you in bed now?
I don't even have to, I don't set my alarm. It's almost a little past my bedtime, but that's fogging for mosquitoes. Oh man, are they bad?
Are they bad?
They are?
Oh,
really?
Man.
Oh.
Almost carrying me away.
Oh boy.
You wake up.
Yeah.
I can't. I've been awake at 4 a.m. a lot this last week, but it's
yeah, because you're staying up that late.
I couldn't drive, I'll tell you that much. Jake, I had a morning trip the other day, right?
Morning trip. Would you start at 10?
No. Mm-hmm. I started at 10. The crack at 10. That's what it feels like. No, I actually got up at 4:45 and I went, man, I hope I don't get stopped. So it would have been grim that morning, you know.
And oh, man.
You can't sleep it off if you don't sleep. But you know, we've been picking on everybody. So let me give you the scenario. Right, we had to have you chime in.
Okay.
There's a charity tournament tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Fred.
Oh, is that the Lakeland Hawks thing?
That it is. Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we donated some wizards and stuff for that.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Jay sold them on.
Somebody will get lucky. Jay, we've been having some action on them too lately.
Jay sold them on eBay.
Oh, on eBay. Yeah, okay.
Your donations. He put those right on Marketplace. Thanks.
Yeah, they're gone.
But no, I was going to ask you about that in a minute. Like the wizard seems like a really good idea early season, you know, small presentation and hang time. But I need you to chime in. So we got Jim and John Stewart, right?
Okay.
That's a team.
In one boat.
Mm-hmm. You got Fred, Fantastic Freddy, and Tim Ives in this thing. Who's your money on?
What's the options again?
Jim and John, Fred, or Tim?
Fred, I don't know who Tim is.
Tim, he works nights.
Well, that explains it.
That explains
it. But I know Fred. That's kind of a tough one. Yeah. Are we going for size or for
just winner?
Fish.
Who's going to win this thing?
Is it size or fish?
It's probably total inches or something like that.
Total inches?
That's my guess.
man, Jim gets some big fish.
He does. Mm-hmm. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know what time of year they're going, but
tomorrow. What? Literally
there's
tomorrow.
A tomorrow.
Literally tomorrow. Yes.
Well, that's kind of a tough question. I don't want to offend anybody either.
Please do. That makes it funnier. If the reason I called you is so you would offend somebody. That's sort of if you haven't caught on, that's sort of our shtick. Please offend someone. Who's gonna win?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll go with Jim and John on this time.
I like it. So anyway, in all seriousness, we love playing with you guys. We're really excited. Both the Smitties, the whole Smitty clan. Is little Smitty going to be there, by the way?
Yeah, he could probably swing by for a little bit.
There you go.
He's taking bookings.
Oh, maybe Smitty. Yeah, that's right.
He's taking bookings for 2038. His calendar's filling up already.
He's filling up little Smitty. Get ahead on your calendar. That's it, dude. That's why I love the Smitty. You guys don't think they got quips. These guys got tons of jokes, folks. That was good, man. No, we love you guys, and it'll be awesome. They're going to be at the bash. We're going to do the power panel. Come out. Fight a Smitty right there in the parking lot. It's going to happen. So are you selling shanks at the bash, or are there just a custom number?
They're behind the counter, but they'll be there.
They're like the brass knuckles you guys make. We can't sell them. Folks, you know what? If you want a Smitty shank, send a message to the podcast, and I'll let Jake know how many shanks they need for the bash. Please make them unsharpened so we don't have a lower delayed mortality at the bash is what we're looking for.
Don't bring your knife to a gunfight.
Don't bring your knife. And didn't that say on the back of your truck? Like when you're on the boat.
It's the new Smitty slogan. Smitty Bates, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Why'd you shoot him there, Smitty? Oh,
he's like, what?
He was following me down the road to my spot. Oh, completely cool. You know, let him go. He's a Smitty.
The
scourge of the Northwoods, the Smitties. Now, just quick, give me, because we keep hitting the rundown on the Northwood stuff. What are you seeing? What's sort of the real simple breakdown for somebody that's hitting it here after opener or looking to get in front of a fish?
Well, I've been kind of going to shallower lakes, around 30 feet or so. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding some really nice green cabbage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. Well, I haven't tried trolling or anything like that. I haven't had anybody that really wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about that type of fishing, but we've been fishing really shallow and everything has been, 6 feet, 4 feet, 3, maybe even 3 feet sometimes, mm-hmm. depending on the type of water. If it's darker water, then they're even shallower.
Uh-huh.
And like yesterday I had just had a kid that hadn't caught one yet. So we were looking for littler fish and there were actually some trees laying in because that one tree I think had two or three muskies in, but they were really little ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we were throwing the wizards in there. They were jumping out of the water actually. After them.
Blasting
it was cool.
Them.
It was kind of fun. Yeah. So
absolutely. So
So I would definitely go shallow and just look for the green cabbage. It's coming up pretty good now in a lot of the lakes here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we've been hearing too. Yeah, and your dad got a really nice hybrid on a wizard 2 days ago, I think. Too. He sent a picture.
Yep, he was with Scott Davis. They got one probably about the same size or maybe right around the same size of the one we got today.
Same fish.
Nice.
Same
fish.
Unless they can fly, it may be good. They were on a different lake. But
Smitty's have been catching the same 44-inch tiger for 40 years.
Yeah.
Oh, there's old Larry. Let's put another hook in him. The fish just swims up to the boat reluctantly. Oh, not again. Anyway, man, Jake, we know you got to go to bed because you got to get up and milk the cows. We'll let you go here,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I don't have to start too early tomorrow, bud.
Oh, you'll be up at 3:35.
This weekend, I have a guy that likes to start extremely crazy early. So,
what's crazy early? 1 a.m.?
He wants me to pick him up at 3:30. He's just
oh, my God.
Don't ask me why, actually. It's probably a little too early, but...
What do you do in the evening? When do you get home?
He works for the city of Chicago, driving a truck, so I think that's kind of his normal time.
When you get home, do you watch, the 6 o'clock news and go to bed?
I don't watch news.
What year is it? Do you know what year it is?
I listen to you guys on podcasts.
That's kind of sad.
He gets all his news from you, Steve. Oh, my God. That's not healthy.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
It's not
Jake,
good, guys.
Jake, you wait till I tell you about coronavirus. You're going to shit your pants.
What is that?
Wait till I tell you about
All right, Jake. We love talking to you. We'll see you here soon at the bash, all right?
Okay, good one, Jake. Good night, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, be good. All right, Jay. I can't. We had a plan. We literally wrote down notes of what we're going to do this evening. We're going to do Q&A. I actually had an interview with Steve Heiding done.
Yeah.
And we drank Pepsis and called people we know and bothered them.
Yeah.
What do you do? I don't know.
Yeah, we got some good stories, and we got some good musky fishing information, too, from guys that are on the water every day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, if nothing else, a lot of people are heading up north or been fishing up north, so...
Yes,
you know, you're certainly hearing the same stuff, I guess, in a fun way, but man, did that fall apart. And then I don't know why folks, I don't know why we called a Smitty, but why not? What are you gonna do? You know,
it's always good to hear from Jake, and he's always got
something ridiculous.
He's got his own style, you know. Whether it comes to, you know, how to season chicken and
or
boat
not.
Snacks and how not to
season, you know.
That guy's a hardcore guide, man. He's on the water.
He's a beast.
Literally 6 to 7 days a week. I don't know how he has time to make baits, because
they do, though. He do.
They do. They get it
done. Because
he
gets up at 4 in the morning. That's how he can have time to make baits.
Yeah, guy's got energy. It's incredible.
It's ridiculous. Anyway,
guys. So does his dad.
He do.
He really does.
Anyway, guys, next week we'll hit you with the Q&A. We got frickin'.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a fun thing with hiding we recorded. It just dematerialized into, let's pick on people we know. Anyway, say goodnight, Jaybird.
Night, guys. Thanks.
Later.